wondering if you're looking at, there was a tension on this cancer that you had just started. You were looking at the fish, that's when I lost children. And I saw a fish in the tank of 8 inches long, and he was sitting at the bottom, killing and eating a coloring fish. There are running fish going on the top of neon country calling. And I looked and the couple is eating the foreign fish, and seeing that foreign fish is just completely gone. And you were just staring at the tank, and there was nothing that you could do to save the fish. And then I saw another foreign fish not hiding from behind a plant from the left side of the aquarium, and floated it around. It looked like even a state of panic, maybe he breathed the blood of the other foreign fish and his ally and his family. And that foreign fish was darted around, and that fish was sat there at the bottom, and that foreign fish was darted around from there. And then that fish opened his mouth, and in a darkened panic, he swam straight into the fish's mouth. All he had to do was close his mouth and swallow the fish whole. There was no fight like with the first one. There was no struggle. And I looked over at you, and you were just amazed that you started 8 or 2 foreign fish, which were probably over 10,000 feet, and they just removed the alarm. And it was 10,000. And I looked at the tank, and I saw those 1 or 2 and pictures starting around at the top. Oh, it was so maybe they'd be victims later, back in this little cave, saying that they started this 80-30 sword until they administered the punishment. And I wanted to ask you when you bought all these different sized fish, including this dust fish, because it's better than a little altogether in this tank. I mean, maybe the turtle was going to be eating more food than you were prepared to buy them, but besides, the fact that size shouldn't even be alone in a tank this small as time went on. But before I could say anything, I saw the shark fish sink to the top of the aquarium and stick its nose out of the water and open the lid to the aquarium. You weren't looking, so I asked you to go over and look at the top, but you're not get too close. And that shark was just sitting in the top of the top of the aquarium, looking at you, and it looked as if he wanted to show you what a gorgeous creature he was. It was almost as if he was looking to you for approval.